Romans chapter 3. What then is special about the Jew? Or what is the usefulness of being of the circumcision? Much in every way. First of all, they were entrusted with the oracles of God. What does it matter if some were without faith? Will their lack of faith make the faithfulness of God ineffective? In no way. But God will be found to be speaking the truth, and every man will be found to be a liar. It will happen according to what is written. You, God, will be seen to be just through your words and be blameless when you judge. That's a quote from Psalms chapter 51, verse 4. But if our sinfulness serves to point out God's righteousness, what can we say? Is God unjust when he brings punishment? I say this from a human point of view. In no way, for how, then, will God judge the world? There are some who claim that what I teach are lies. But if God's truth has overflowed to his glory through my lies, why am I also still said to be a sinner? However, our teaching is not as they slanderously accuse us, and not as some affirm that we say, let us do evil so that good may come. Their punishment is just. What then? Are we better than they? Assuredly not, for we already prove that not only the Jews and Greeks, but all are under sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, no, not one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They all together have become useless. There is no one who does good. No, not even one. Their throat is like an open tomb. They deceive others with their tongues. Snake poison comes from their lips. That's a quote from Psalm chapter 5, verse 9. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. That's a quote from Psalms, chapter 10, verse 7. Their feet are quick to shed blood. Their way of living produces destruction and misery, and they have not known the way of peace. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's a quote from Psalms, chapter 36, verse 1. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks not only to those who are under the law, but speaks so that every mouth may be shut, and the whole world may be subject to the judgment of God. The reason for this is that no one will be considered just before God by keeping the law, for what the law brings is the full recognition of sin. But now, separately from the law, the righteousness of God has been revealed about which the law and the prophets testified. This is God's own righteousness, which, through the faith of Jesus the Anointed One, is the result attained by those who are believing. Here there is no distinction between peoples, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yet these are being made righteous freely by His grace, being released through the ransom which was paid by the Anointed One, Jesus, whom God placed as the atoning sacrifice. Then, through faith, because of His blood, we become a display of His righteousness. Through this self-restraint, God passes over our previous sins in order to demonstrate His justice at this present time, so that He might be just and might be making righteous the one who has the faith of Jesus. Where then is there space for our boasting? It has been excluded. By what kind of law? By the law of works? No, but through the principle of faith. Therefore, we are considering that a man is being made righteous by faith without doing any works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Isn't He the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also. Seeing that there is only one God, it is He who will be making those who are circumcised righteous by faith, and those who are uncircumcised righteous through faith. Do we then make the law useless through faith? In no way. Instead, we confirm the law. This is the end of Romans chapter 3. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.